track 8. And now we come to letters to the editor. And there are 3 this week. Shame, Central Post Office closed. What a shame the large, spacious Central Post Office in Newton Abbot ever closed. It could come into its own now, if still open. Did no one see on the horizon that villages were going to lose their central post offices, along with village branches of various banks and their shops? Close to the market, please keep the variety of stalls with their friendly and helpful assistance. And close to the bus station, villagers who still have access to a bus would be well served with a reason to come into Newton Abbot. And that letter was from Mary Allsop of Ipplepen.
Praise for housing plan. I would like to congratulate Teambridge on its initiative to provide houses in Newton Abbot. Social, and the article was on the 22nd to the 24th of August, called Social Homes Plans Given Go Ahead. Given the very high rents in the area, plus the action of some landlords to convert flats to Airbnb, social homes are one of the solutions for Teignmouth. After the debacle of the Brunswick Medical Hub, in which £1.1 million was wasted without a brick being laid, there is now an excellent opportunity to provide homes for the young of Teignmouth. The site, in Brunswick Street, belongs to Teignbridge already. To leave it to rot and overgrow for another 10 years would not be appreciated by the citizens of Teignmouth. And that was written by Sean Brogan from Teignmouth.
Housing plans could change constituencies. Regards Mel Stride's comment on where to put new housing in your 15th of August edition, I expect there'll be more on new developments. I'm not quite sure that mandatory housing targets can be legal. Whereas nationally, migration policy is a matter for the elected national government, migration within the country is a matter for local government. Obviously, movement of population within the country into an area disproportionately affects those already there, just as with migration from outside when it comes to additional housing because of impacts on infrastructure and the environment. Although people can move around freely, mandating additional housing means mandating additional population, who will also have a disproportionate impact on culture, with different concerns to the existing local population, which in turn means they may change the policies of your MP or party, or simply vote for a different party. The current government plan involves building housing in rural, mostly conservative areas, for people from urban, mostly Labour areas, and thus moving voters in a way, probably unintentionally, advantageous to themselves, effectively creating rotten boroughs and undermining democracy. The end result may be more electoral ward boundary changes and more constituencies, but the Electoral Boundary Commission already takes a decade or so to act. Surely such changes cannot be mandatory in a democracy, but for the elected local government to decide. And that was written by John Selms from Dawlish.